In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Today, on the exaltation of the cross, we have this reading from St. Paul, his first letter to the Corinthians, which says things that the world does not understand. In fact, it says things that perhaps many, if not most, people that call themselves Christians do not understand. Our way is the way of the cross. The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. What is this preaching of the cross? It must be understood if we are to find our way into the heavenly kingdom. The preaching of the cross is to live the way of the cross. The Lord told us to take up our cross and follow Him. And the cross, being such a superb symbol, because it shows our Lord on it in an open way, it can be easily put in by gravestones and worn upon our breast. It is something that is memorable, teaches us how we should live. We should sacrifice ourselves. We must give up our life or else we will lose it. This is the teaching of the cross, the preaching of the cross. And it is foolishness to the world, because to the world you have to protect yourself. You have to ensure your own survival. You have to make sure that the other guy doesn't get you. You have to take care of your family. According to the preaching of the cross, you must follow the way of Christ. And if that means that your family perishes, then you still must follow the way of the cross. And we see this in the lives of martyrs all the time. Look at St. Sophia, right? And her three children. She encouraged them in their martyric quests. Adrian and Natalia, another example. St. George, is it George? No, I'm forgetting. The martyr, not St. George, the great martyr. But anyway, another one where his wife encouraged him. In fact, when it appeared that he had recanted from his Christian life, she told him she didn't want anything to do with him. James the Persian, of course, one of my favorites. How about Timothy of Epaphras, who had given himself up to the Muslims, pretended to be a Muslim, in order for his wife to be saved from the harem. Then, when they were free, supposedly as a married Muslim couple, he told her, "You go to this convent to work out your salvation and I will go to Mount Athos." But he couldn't stand it. He knew that he had recanted Christ, even though he had done it for really a good reason. And his spiritual father told him that working out his salvation on Mount Athos would be sufficient. But he wanted to confess Christ. So what did he do? He went down into the Muslim areas, and he was going to go to a certain city and declare that he recanted the Muslim faith, repudiated it, and of course that would mean a certain death. But he was going to go through the town, the area, where his daughters were. And his spiritual father wisely told him, "You do not talk to them. If they see you, you run from them." Because he knew that this was weakness. And he might see his daughters and not want to die because he wanted to stay with them. And they might cry and he would be softened and would lose his desire for martyrdom. And this indeed happened, that his daughters saw him and he ran from them. They had no idea why he did it. They were terribly hurt. Later on, the news was delivered to them that their father had made his martyrdom, his witness, and was among the saints. But at that time, it was not so sure what would happen. This is the way of the cross. It is foolishness to the world. Let's not just talk about martyrdom then. Let's just not just talk about things that actually draw our blood out of our bodies. Let's talk about giving our blood while it still is in our bodies. Because the way of the cross is to give of yourself, as Christ did. To think not of yourself, but to think of others. All we need as Christians is to look to Christ. St. Paul says very powerfully, the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. There are many Greeks now in this age. That is, people that believe that the cross is foolishness. People who call themselves Christian and believe it to be foolishness. Because they will not follow its moral way. They will not follow the way of asceticism. They will not give of themselves to others. They will retain their sins and yet have the ruse that they are Christians. Let's not be like that, brothers and sisters. The way of the cross is to give of yourself as Christ did. The way of the cross is to look to Christ as to how you should live. He completely sacrificed himself. He thought of no one else. Or he thought of not of himself, but of everyone else. And this is the way we should live. This is frightening to some people, but it is the way of life. This is what we celebrate today. The cross, the symbol of our resurrection. But in order to be resurrected, parts of us must die. Our Lord died in order to be resurrected. We must die daily in order to be resurrected. And that is the way of the cross, and that is the preaching of the cross. It is the most powerful preaching there is in the universe. There is nothing more powerful than to follow Jesus Christ. And that is our task. So let us look to the cross and see the sacrifice our Lord gave for us. And let us try to add just one drop of sacrifice into His ocean of sacrifice for us. And if we do that, we will be saved. Amen.